Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Wally Bach's here, too. Wally is back in the day, folks, back in December 97, a month that will live in infamy. I met a guy named Wally Bach, and here's a piece of information that I said about him. I said he was the author of Net Income. Also, that he was a leader of Bach Information Group of El Cerrito, California. Boy, how the miles have changed and the circumstances have changed in 19 years, Wally, haven't they?
But I'm still the author of Net Income.
That hasn't changed. They haven't taken that away from him yet, boy, ladies and gentlemen. Wally, welcome back, and thank you for 19 great years.
Oh, God. I was thinking about that this morning. It's 19 years. My God. Jim has put up with me for 19 years.
Your wives haven't even done that, have they?
That's true. Well, the first never mind.
I'm sorry. I usually let the easy ones go. I'm sorry about that. This is, you're one of two people from the 97. All the others have either left me or they've left us. One or the other. So you're the last two. You and Karen Kerrigan. We've already had her anniversary visit. So thank you for being here. One of the things that I've had fun doing is watch you reinvent yourself, as I have done. And I talk to people about that all the time. Reinventing yourself needs to be a constant, not a means to an end, but a way of life. And I've seen you do that.
It's actually the great American way. You know, no other country. You can't do that in any other country.
You're right about that. It's at least harder to do that, especially in other countries, if you fail at what you did before. Now, not that you did or not that I did, but if you fail in other countries, you have a problem.
That's right. And God knows I failed enough.
I have failed too, but anyway, it's good. It's been fun to watch you as you've pivoted and made adjustments, and now you are. But you always find a way to be helpful. That's the one thing I always liked about Wally, folks. He always found a way to be productive and useful and helpful. And now you're helping folks who want to get their word, their message out, their thought, their ideas out in the form of a book, aren't you?
Yep, that's today's big thing. I got a couple of people I'm talking to today. I'm working on a manuscript. We just finished up Mark Peterding's book, The Leading Jesus Way.
Wow.
There's a lot of good stuff going on.
And he helps me on the down low, folks, because he didn't want anybody to know that. He's always worried how mine's going to turn out. He didn't want people to actually know he might be connected to me. But I do appreciate the help, Wally. So one of the things that the perspective you have that is not unique, but it's becoming fewer and fewer, is you remember when, right? You remember the publishing industry when it was the great American publishing industry, book publishing industry.
It's a
shadow of its former self now, isn't it?
It is. You know, you mentioned Net Income earlier, and Jeff Sine and I wrote that because there wasn't a book about e-commerce that we wanted to do. But that was published by one of those publishing companies that's not here anymore, Ben Nostrand, mm-hmm. Reinhold. That company was acquired by Wiley, who is still here. Mm-hmm. But none of them are doing like the kind of business they were doing before.
Mm-mm.
And
they've reinvented themselves too, if they're still alive.
Well, they're I think the issue is that they haven't reinvented themselves that much. They've been reinvented some of their acquisition stuff, but they still pretty much do books the same way.
No, but that's what I mean. That's what I mean. They do different. They've had to add things. They've had to adjust things. But none of them who are still alive do book publishing exactly how they did 20 years ago.
No, they don't. Not at least not including the overall business.
Including the way they the relationship they have with their authors.
That's correct. And how they acquire their authors.
Yes, that's what I mean.
That's
mm-hmm.
become very different too. But I read an interesting statistic last week that I was thinking about coming here, and it's in the last 5 years, self-published titles have increased by 375%. So we're putting out like four times as many self-published titles as ever before, but
right.
book sales are either where they were or declining, depending on which year you look at for that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what's happened is, and I posted a blog post on this yesterday, we're making the pie not one bit bigger, but we're trying to cut 400% more pieces out of it.
I'm not sure that those statistics, though. I'm going to ask you about that stat just a
sure.
bit. Let me give you an example. Now, you know that I've sold approximately almost 200,000 books of my
right.
three books. Only about a fourth of those even show up on the traditional tracking radar.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them, I took to heart what Dan Pointer said. He said a bookstore is the worst place.
Speaking of those who aren't with us, then.
Yes, exactly. Speaking of those who are not with us anymore, and one of my mentors, folks, and many people said that you and one of yours too, I think. But Dan said this. He said it in his book. He said it on my radio show a million times. A bookstore is the worst place in the world to sell a book.
That's right.
I took that to heart. And I went to the marketplace.
So my point is
back to your thing about whether we're growing the pie or not. I grew the pie. It's just not recorded where the pies have always been recorded.
No, I think that's true. And that's one of the things that, you know, that I tell clients, because I get people who come in and what they want to do is write a book for the mainline publishers. And my point there is, first of all, they can do some very good things for you. But
yep.
second of all, they publish stuff pretty much the old way. And your odds of getting into a bookstore are like minuscule
right.
today. And Dan Pointer was right. A bookstore is the worst place to sell books. Another thing he used to say
especially,
is what are all the books,
especially,
the books in the bookstore
hold that thought. Well, I want you to okay. I want to get that when we come back, but folks, especially if your book is esoteric. It's a vertical. It's associated with a particular discipline or something. And then you want to go where those people are. That's what Dan said. 20 after, right back with Wally. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.